What's up? I am just coming on here to talk today. It's more of like a revelation, not a book review. But everything that I want to talk about today has to do with numbers. I'm a big numbers person. Yes, I'm creative, but I've always been more rigid. Like I have like really like rigid personality. Like when you think of like people that have to use that side of the brain when it comes to analytics and being logical and numbers. I've been working in numbers since I could remember. My first real job where I actually stayed a long time had to do with numbers. And I went to school for law, but I ended up going into numbers, making my money doing numbers. So I know the importance of numbers, and companies know the importance of numbers too, because they pay them a lot, right? It's a skill. And not only is it a skill just in the practical sense where you're calculating and, you know, doing that type of thing, but there's strength in numbers as in relationship. Two is better than one. It's just a fact. And I feel like God uses me and my life as a way to come back and preach and teach and prophesy to you. So being in New York, I've realized again the power of unity and the power of numbers. I've been across the country living by myself for over 6 years. And I haven't been back home around real authentic people that naturally, genuinely love me and know me in about 5, like before COVID was the last visit. And in 3 weeks, just 3 weeks of me being back home and seeing friends and being around family and being able to actually have deep conversations, I've been able to get revelation on so many things. And not only that, strongholds have been breaking off and it's marking like a new season. It's definitely like marking a new season in my life. And I didn't realize I was in a new season in my life until I came back to New York. And I'm just like, oh, the old things are passing away. And how long am I going to mourn for it, right? But I don't want to go on a tangent. I am saying all this to say that there are power in numbers. Because I wasn't able to come to that realization until I was around people, in particular elders, right? And the Bible talks about the importance of elders, right? And being able to have someone around you that is able to counsel you. I believe in counselors. I believe in mentors. I believe in spiritual leaders. And every time that something new is about to happen in my life, God sends a prophet. Whether that's a prophet in my family, whether that's a prophet that I follow, and I don't follow many, he'll give me a word from a prophet. He will send a prophet. It's important to identify the prophets in your life. For example, I know I play the role of a prophet, of an elder to many people in my life. And I could literally pray over somebody and break something off of their life that could still be affecting me and mine. And that's because I need my elder to break it. You get what I'm saying? A lot of people have the gift of inspiring and encouraging people, but there is a gift of prophecy, someone that could speak and break something in your life, cause a breakthrough in your life. There is a big difference. And it's so important that you identify those people and tune in on their words, because there are so many words out there that they may be encouraging, but at the end of the day, it's just too much noise in your ear and it causes a lot of confusion. And now on the days of internet, everybody has a voice. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has something to say. And a lot of people are going around calling themselves prophets and they're just influencers. You know the difference because something in your life will change when someone speaks a word over you, when someone prays over you. That is your elder. That is your prophet. Right? And there's difference between elders and prophets. Yeah, elders are literally your elders that have wisdom, but a lot of my elders are prophets. So they kind of go interchangeably for me, but I have people that I pray for that I could speak over and I could sit with that are the same age as me, younger than me, older than me, and I could break stuff over their life. Whereas I guess I want to say elders are more of counsel and a prophet is someone that changes things. So an elder could steer you in the right direction. When God sends a prophet, you should see change. Okay? I didn't mean to go into that, but it goes into everything else. Again, it's all tying back into numbers. It's important to have people in your life that could counsel you, that could guide you and steer you in the right direction, because the devil does his best work with people in isolation. And there's a difference between God separating you for a season and blooming you. And there's a difference between you just being isolated. And what I realized in California, because like I said, God uses my life as like lessons so I could go back and teach and preach and prophesy. A season was ending, and I didn't realize that it went from God separating me to now me just being in isolation because I didn't realize that a season ended. And it took elders and it took prophets to confirm that I'm moving into a new season. Without that, I would still be in the old season, even though I moved physically. Do you hear what I'm saying? So I was still in the old season, even though I already was in my new season. I was in my old season emotionally. I was in my old season spiritually, mentally, but I physically was in the new already, if that makes sense. So I'm coming on here because I got word from my elders and the prophet in my life that confirmed it is absolutely a new season. And I came on here to break something in your life to confirm to you, you are in a new season and you should be able to see change and confirmation of that new season in Jesus' name in your life starting now. So, numbers. The Bible talks about numbers. There are so many Bible verses about numbers that I just want to read to you and the power in numbers. And I feel like I am very intentional when it comes to people around me. People call me stuck up and prissy and this and that. But the company you keep is so important. We did a book review about relational intelligence. And Darius Daniels, he also did a sermon basically explaining that there is no such thing as a neutral relationship. It's either moving you forward or it's keeping you stuck or pulling you back. Right? And you have to put people in categories. And I feel like a lot of us, including myself, given the confirmation that I've been receiving these past weeks, we are in a new season, and this new season requires relationship, interdependency, where people could push us forward. Like you hearing this word, you should see a push forward. Or else, why are you listening to me? We need people in the next level of our lives that's going to be able to push us forward. And it's factual that numbers are important and two is better than one. And the Bible really, really drives it in, brings it home. So I want to read a couple of Bible verses that let us know that it's important, the importance of numbers. Where is it? Oh my gosh, there's so many. There are so many. And of course, I'm not going to be able to find it now. Okay. What does the Bible say about numbers? Strength in numbers. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. And that does not only stand for marriages. Marriage is important. I want marriage. I want a life partner. That is true. But I feel like the most important thing in your life is purpose. And because I found my purpose, I feel like there's nothing else that could fulfill me in that way. And it will always come first. You need someone that's going to partner with you to push you forward into your purpose. It's not about being in love and taking pretty pictures and holding hands and doing all the fun things together and taking vacations. It's about someone that you could partner with that will push you forward into your purpose. And that doesn't even have to. Some people, maybe it may be business, it may be friends. This all ties into this Bible verse. Like, you need friends, you need business partners, you need family members that are going to help you withstand the enemy in your trial seasons, right? So that one is a big one. Hebrews, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Another one. There is no guidance. Where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in abundance of counselors, there is safety. You really can't make big decisions based off your judgment alone. And I realized this even creating books. I could have a storyline in my head and write a story and then send it to my mom, and she'll be like, I don't get it. I don't get how that ties into this. And I'm like, well, I mean that. And she'll be able to edit it and say, okay, well, say it like this then. So you could be thinking something completely different in your head and think that everyone gets it, or it's coming off a certain way and it's absolutely not. Like, it's so important to be able to bounce things off of other people. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. I know this with prayer. Like I said, there are things, strongholds that I could break off of other people, that I cannot break off of myself, because I need an elder, because I need a prophet. Right? Prophets, elders, these are all people that help you bloom into your next season. There is a dependency between steps, and I never reached the next level by myself. It was someone who saw my potential, that lifted me up, that gave me guidance, that gave me financial stability, that educated me. It will always take someone else, a relationship, to get you to your next level. For you to bloom, right? So numbers are important. Numbers are important. And especially, I feel like I talk to a lot of people that are like, are in leadership, and I'm in leadership myself. I feel like you've gone as far as you could go alone. And I didn't realize that until I was, you know, counseled. And I feel like most times the blessing is not what you expected, but it's everything you need and more, because God knows us better than we know ourselves. And we live in our flesh. We tend to put our earthly desires before our soul's yearnings, and we can like come out empty all the time. You think you're winning, but you're coming out empty, and you don't realize it's because you're leading with the flesh. And that's human, because we live in the flesh. But a lot of the times our soul wants something completely different. And I feel like a lot of us are realizing that now. And that's why I'm coming on here to, like, you know, express that. A lot of us are realizing that now. And it looks like punishment. It looks like harsh judgment. But who God loves, he chastens. And he will restore your soul. I feel like we're in a point where things are ending. But it's beautiful, because it's a new beginning and things are springing up. And I came on here to tell you that it marks a new beginning for you. And I just want to pray over you. I really do. I usually don't do this, but I just really want to pray over you. Lord, I surrender to receive everything you have for me. Lord, may your children surrender to receive everything you have for them. In Jesus' name. Amen.